Hi, this is Ray Music, and I am a singer-songwriter and Twitch streamer from Toronto, Canada, and I'm super happy to be on the Annie Talks show. Thanks so much for having me. Be sure to check out my Twitch streams. I stream Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And besides music, I also do a little bit of art, sometimes fitness, sometimes cooking. I just do a lot of shenanigans. Thanks so much, Annie. I'll talk to you soon.
Well, hello, everybody. Everybody, hey, nice to be here. Ray, I'm so happy to have you. Oh my God, I'm so
Thanks so
excited.
much. I know, I'm so excited to chat with you too. Oh my gosh.
Yay, everybody in chat, thank you so much for being here. So excited that you're here joining us for yet another Annie Talks show episode. So very, very, very excited. Everybody can see us. Everybody's sounding okay. Everybody can hear everything. Are we all good? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Can I see some hype in chat from everybody, please? And let me know how everything's going. If you're excited to see Rain, spam the chat with all your lovely, I love you emotes. Come on, let's spam
Get the
that.
rave hearts.
Yeah, for sure. Yay! Oh my gosh. So we have, oh my goodness, I am Hadriel, Murdy, SV Group. Is that right?
I struggled with saying his name too. I say it wrong purposely now, but
Oh
it's
my
like
goodness.
Svegru.
Svi group. Oh my goodness. We got Evie, we got Jean, oh my goodness, Phileas. Oh goodness gracious. I can't see. Run amok. Hi everybody. Goodness gracious, Jean, and everybody else. I'm so sorry if I've missed anybody, but please know that we are happy that you're here. We're so excited that you're here. So without further ado, I just wanted to do a real quick introduction on this lovely guest here. As you can see, my beautiful guest.
Me?
Yes, her. So let me tell you about Rame, or Rame Music, as probably some of you have come to know, is an upcoming singer-songwriter based, as she says, in Toronto, Canada. She was classically trained on piano since the age of 8 and loved to sing at a very young age. After high school, she pursued a career in health sciences while maintaining her passion in music through the years. She has performed at various cafes, restaurants in cities in different cities in Ontario, showcasing her vocals accompanied by piano and guitar. Which I'm so excited you guys get to hear. In 2017, she decided to take a break from her scientific area of study and focus on her creative outlets in music. Creative outlets. In the past year, she has been developing her skills in music production and composition, as well as starting a music channel on Twitch. And in 2019, this year, she is working toward growing her live stream, releasing her first EP, and performing at local venues and expanding her creative content on other platforms. So everybody, please welcome, warm welcome to the Annie Talks show, my guest, Rain Music, or
Thank you
Rain.
so much. Or some people like to say Ray or Ray M Music, which is like a big no-no. You know, I never, I didn't even think about that when I was like making my artist name, I guess, because I just really like the aesthetic of Rame. I don't know why, just the four letters, but so many people say Ray M and they think that my name's Ray, and some people think I'm a guy because it's like the name Ray, you know?
Oh,
So, yeah.
interesting. Oh my goodness. Well, it's no secret that I just love her. Her music is beautiful, and she eludes just the spirit about her that drew me to her, first of all. And second of all, she's female, yay, and singer-songwriter, and all the things that if you know my channel, I'm always trying to empower obviously the entrepreneur and girl power, you know, and just the whole musicality of how, you know, one person is, you know, because you have the gift of music, why not use it, right? And why not, you know, have a platform? And she embodies exactly what I was, you know, looking to be able to at least to do and promote. So she's definitely that. And I'm really, really excited that she's on the show. So besides that lovely introduction, Rame, why don't you fill in some of the gaps and let everybody know basically who Rame is, you know, your background, your upbringing, and then leading up to who Rame is today.
Ooh, that's a loaded, like, that's a big question, right? It's like, summarize your life in a couple sentences. Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, honestly, my life wasn't so interesting before, I would say, because I just grew up in, like, a beautiful family, and it was like, I'm Chinese, so I grew up in a very traditional Chinese family, and I didn't really have the chance to, you know, explore different career paths. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just saw that my cat climbed up. Yeah. I'm like, I hear him. Tanner, there's no food, please. Buddy. Okay, anyways. Sorry, he might oh no. Okay.
So who's that's your co-host? Baby. Why don't you tell everybody? I know who that is, but for those that are like first time seeing this is your baby.
My baby. This is my little son. He's so cute. His name is Tanner, and he is an Abyssinian cat. So he's a purebred, and I adopted him. Ooh, how long ago? I adopted him when he was only a year and a half. Okay. And now I think he's close to five. So we spent a few years together. Yeah. And he's such a character, honestly. Like, these cats are so social. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand how his previous owners could give him away. He's honestly, like, such a character. Aww. Yeah. Sorry, this is such a tangent.
A rescue?
I wouldn't say a rescue. Uh-huh. I just saw him on, like, an ad. And they had grandkids that wanted puppies, so they got puppies, and he didn't get along with the puppies, so they were like, we can't keep you anymore. But I'm like, no, I would pick him over any puppy any day, you know. He's definitely super adorable.
And he frequents her stream quite often, most of the times looking for food. But he's definitely a character for sure. And I, you know, I've actually come to know him. Sometimes I'll be doing work, and then I have your stream in the background, yeah. And then I hear, oh no, 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 and I just turn around and I go, oh, there he goes, he's at it again.
Yeah, every time I'm like, no, yeah. Buddy, no, that's, you know, Tanner's here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and I'm home alone right now, so that's why he's just following me. Otherwise, he follows my mom everywhere.
Oh, how cute. Well, why don't you tell everybody again? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but tell us a little bit about your background and how, you know, who is Rame today
So as I was saying, I grew up in a very traditional Chinese family, and so because I excelled in science, so my parents were like, okay, go into science, and I didn't really think that there was anything else, because the area that I grew up in, like, all my friends, all my family, like, they went into very traditional career paths. So mm-hmm. I didn't think of, like, not going to university. I didn't think of not doing higher education. So that's what I did. But I don't know. It's just after working full time, I just really didn't like my job. I mean, I was working full time, and I felt like every day I was looking for that 5 o'clock to hit, and, you know, wanting to leave my job, and there was no creativity in my job. And I was always a very creative person. Like, I loved music, I loved art, I loved, you know, reading and writing. So that part of me just got, I don't know, just stamped out of me, I think. And it was pretty, I wouldn't say I was depressed, because I still had a lot of family and friends, and I still had a lot of hobbies outside of my full-time job. Mm-hmm. But at my job for those 8 hours, I was not happy at all. And so I decided to take a break. It was supposed to be a break, and for me to just, like, regain, you know, just all my creativity and just like have a little bit of life back into my life. But it became not a break. So yeah, I just worked on my music. And then my friend told me about Twitch. I didn't even know what Twitch was until I guess a year and a half ago. I had no idea what it was. But yeah, I'm so glad that I found it. And I found like a great community. So I'm very lucky. I feel very, very lucky and very grateful.
Well, you know, from I come from the Twitch or Twitch Sings community. So before discovering that there were even other categories, because it was actually my kids who told me, like, Mom, did you know that they have IRL? I'm like, what's IRL, right? So, you know, that they have this, they have that. And I'm, did you know that they have, you know, music and performing arts? Did you know they have Just Chatting? Did you know they have talk shows and podcasts? So my ears just peaked and I'm like, whoa, get out.
Yeah.
So, and then, but I primarily am a Twitch Sings streamer, but I happen to be, you know, going through a couple of different streams in the music and performing arts. And I discovered your channel or your stream and like, what? Yeah, it was like one of those, like, she's what? You know, because I've seen like, I've seen other musicians, you know, groups I've seen, oh my goodness. But, you know, I was completely, like just magnetized to your channel because one, because, you know, I used to play the piano, but don't anymore. But I'm thinking, God, that's amazing, you know, because we have similar, you know, we're parallel in that, you know, I started with a job that I didn't like and then, you know, and now pursuing something I think I like, but I don't know. So, but there was something about your music that was very calming, very welcoming. And then like when you stream, I actually look forward to that. And I'm thinking, you know, oh, she's streaming today. Let's have her on. And while I'm working and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's very welcoming. And if you guys haven't already heard her or seen her streams, her channels, can I get one of my mods to shout out Rame's, channel for me, please. For those of you who are not already following her, so some of the followers or the regulars that are on this stream, if you haven't already followed her, you might want to check her out because she's really awesome. And she's going to actually be playing some of samples of her music here tonight. So you're in for a treat. I'm super excited. But tell us a little bit of more of like who influenced you in your singing and your music playing while growing up and even now.
Yeah, it's funny. I always make fun of my parents because both of them are not musical. And I'm like, where did I get my love for music from? It's yeah, and it's so good because my mom usually is like a big part of my stream, and she's my mod and everything. I make fun of her all the time. But I love her. I love her to pieces, but she can't really like sing in tune or like it's just like not musical at all. My dad, he listens to Chinese opera but he never like played music himself. So in terms of inspiration, it really was external. I didn't really have anything from my family, and it's not like they listened to a lot of the classic songs or anything. I grew up with a lot of Cantonese pop actually, which is like notorious for being like the same chords and, you know, nothing really too sophisticated. So I actually did grow up listening to a lot of pop, and then as I grew older, then like Western pop. And I always like to say Vanessa Carlton is my inspiration. She's the girl who sings 1,000 miles, like the that one, you know. Everybody loves that song. And so when I heard her singing and playing at the same time, that was when I tried to sing and play at the same time, which took a long time to master, because like to do, you know, just the piano, it's like both hands doing different things, but now you're adding another aspect to it. So it just took a long time for me to get the grasp of it, but really it was due to that song and that album that I was like, you know what, let me work on this.
Awesome.
So yeah, she was my inspiration before. And then like nowadays, I feel like I'm inspired by different people every week for different things. I mean, even on Twitch, you know, like there's so many amazingly talented musicians on Twitch, especially now that I got into looping. I mean, there's fellow Twitch streamers here like Callsign Scarecrow, Shinova Weirdo is another one that loops Marigo Music and Autopilot. There's so many people that loop and are just so talented, and I draw my inspiration from them too. Actually, Callsign Scarecrow was the one who inspired me to get my guitar looper, which I actually don't use anymore. I'm using Ableton, but yeah, he was the one who inspired me to loop. So yeah, I get inspiration from everywhere, including Twitch.
So okay, two things. So let me make sure. Murdy, is that your mod? Is that your mom?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you said
no, Murdy. No, Murdy is my Murdy is my wonderful mod, and yes, I love Murdy. He's he's always so supportive. No worries.
Because I see Murdy all the time, so when you say, wait, Murdy's your mom's your mod, I'm like, wait, did I miss something? Okay, I'm so sorry. Hi, Murdy. Let's start over again. Nice to meet you, Murdy. Nice mod. Good job. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I got that straight. That was like one strike against Annie. I'm so sorry. Now,
Murd likes to be called turd though sometimes. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding. Murd, don't kill me, please.
Oh no. Now, for those who don't know what a looper is, can you explain what a looper is?
Okay. So, looping just really means like recording something live, and then at a certain point, it just goes back and like keeps playing, and you can add different layers to it. So before with my looper, I guess most people with the guitar, they just play like a bass, like background, and then they solo over it. Some people can sing over it and add different harmonies, which I'm trying to do.
Right.
And so there's like a lot of different ways to do it. There's a lot of different like equipment that you can use. And I just chose to use Ableton because, I mean, it looks so fancy. And then I saw, you know, some YouTubers using it, and I was like, that seems like a big learning curve, which it was, but it's just so worth it because I'm in love with it. I can harmonize with myself. I can, you know, solo over whatever I played, and then I can trigger a different, like a verse and the chorus and everything. It's just, there's so many things that I could do that I haven't even discovered. You can like warp different sounds. You can just clip different sounds. I don't know. I haven't really explored it to the fullest potential because the learning curve has been so big, but I'm working on it.
Awesome. So would you mind, I've been talking it up in all my streams that, you know, that Rain will be coming on to the Annie Talk Show, and she's a singer-songwriter, piano player, or piano guitar player, and she's a looper, and so a lot of people are asking, what's a loop? So would you mind showing us a little bit of that sample and gracing us with some of your beautiful talent?
Ooh, okay. Like a loop a song? Do you want me to play like a full song, or?
I'm gonna leave that up to you. We're here for you. We're here to showcase Rain.
Okay, this is a song that I always play. So for the regulars who are watching, I'm sorry that you have to hear this again. But I always play this song. It's one of my staples. It's called Pompeii by Bastille. And yeah. So what I usually do is I tap the tempo first, and then the song is based on that. So you're going to hear like a metronome. So we'll just start with that.
So pretend we're watching your stream. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the metronome over there. Let's see. And sometimes I mess up. Sometimes. Just sometimes. Actually, all the time I mess up.
Oh, stop.
There, I messed it up too. You hear those two notes?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's okay. We're just gonna keep that. days fell away with nothing to show, and the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Rain clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing's changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? We were caught up and lost in all of our vices. In your pose, as the dust settles around us, and the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Green clouds roll up the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? And if you close your eyes, if you close your eyes, like nothing changed at all, nothing changed at all. Does it almost feel like you've been here before? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all, nothing changed at all? Does it almost feel like you've been here before? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this?
Ooh, so pretty.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Everybody in the chat is saying amazing, beautiful. Oh my God, this is why I like stalker. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Which is why I was like, oh, we have to showcase this, you know, your talent. And I know that your stream alone, you have so many viewers and followers and whatnot, and you probably didn't even need this podcast to expose, you know, to display or expose added exposure. What am I saying? I can't even talk. But we just wanted to be able to at least have this opportunity just to get to know who Rame is and obviously hear some of your beautiful music. So this is definitely, yeah, look at that. Was like, that was way lit. I agree, Ryan.
Thank
I
you
totally
so
agree.
Much. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just like catching up on chat because I was like looking at the chord, so I didn't even see. But thank you, Johnny, Rico, and Ren, and everyone else. Adriel, Severgrub, Mer, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. I'm always so grateful that people want to listen to me because I don't know. Like, I feel like there's so many talented people out there, right? There's so many amazing musicians, not just on Twitch, but so many different platforms.
Right.
So I'm just so grateful that people do want to listen to me and hang out with me.
Of course. Yeah, we definitely like it. I mean, you know, it's like we said, your music is calming, it's soothing, your channel, your stream, everything about it. I think I really enjoyed it. So I definitely am a big fan. We also have a video that we want to show a couple people. So let me just pull up a few of these videos.
Uh-oh. One is it?
I sent you. We're going to show the one that you sent me today. Let me get over to my channel here real quick. You sent me a, what's happening? Mango.
Oh, just cause like mango. I feel like you say that my stream is like, you know, welcoming and it's like relaxing and everything, but a lot of times it's not. It's just like a lot of like, how can I swear on here? No, I gotta like wash my mouth or what? A lot of shenanigans go down.
There you go.
Okay. I'll just say that a lot of shenanigans go down.
Well, you know, I mean, the good news is that your stream is your creative outlet. So however way, right? I mean, if it comes out, you know, in shenanigans, it comes out in shenanigans. But no, yeah. Honestly, that's how I feel. I've always felt like, you know, if this is your stream, this is your creative outlet, you know, mm-hmm. then, you know, let it be what it is. I don't know what I'm trying to say. You guys know what I mean. Oh, gosh. Now my stream's going to go clip me because they're so notorious for clipping everything I say. So look at everyone loves shenanigans. Hi, Illusions. Yeah, everybody loves shenanigans. That's for sure. Let me show this real quick clip. Thank you guys so much for that follow. Illusions, thanks for hosting. I really appreciate it. Are you at work? Oh my God, you're always at work. Okay, let me show you this quick clip that she sent to me earlier. Something I
live without. Oh, this one. Okay.
Yeah. I believe when you hold me, it's like heaven come down. I believe, can you show me something I can. I believe when you hold me, it's like heaven coming down.
See, this is what I mean by calming.
I believe
welcoming.
I feel like my stream just jumps from like crazy shenanigans to sad songs.
It happens, right?
Like
you just kind of go along with what the mood is, and I get that.
I believe,
wow, sweet and melodic. Absolutely, Ren. She's absolutely very sweet and melodic. And then, hold on, let me stop that right now. Awesome. That's beautiful. So talk about, let me stick to the script here. So now, when you started on Twitch, I almost said Twitch things because the majority of the folks in my stream are Twitch streams. When you started on Twitch, tell us how that came about. Like, did you just start and you started playing? I mean, what kind of audience did you have initially? And then, like, did you see it kind of transforming into a different, you know, did it go a different direction? Was it everything you wanted it to be? Or how did that work for you?
Well, I guess to begin, I didn't even know what Twitch was, and my friend who games, he told me about Twitch, and he was like, you should stream on it. And that was when I had, you know, quit my full-time job, and I was like, I am not ready to live stream and live perform and live talk to people. Like, that was a huge obstacle for me. But then after, you know, like playing around with, you know, making some music and all that and learning a little bit more about electronic music, then I was like, maybe I could give it a try.
Right.
But that also took me a couple months because I'm so bad at like the technical side of things to run this whole audio thing. It took me a few tries. I changed my setup multiple times to get to where I was.
Mm-hmm.
So besides the technical aspects, I also transformed as a streamer. I was rewatching my first few streams, and I was so different. I was much more shy and nervous, as everyone is, I guess, when they first start out streaming. And I was definitely not as open in terms of like lewdness, yeah. I guess. So, because, like, that's who I am. Like, in reality, I am, like, a very, I don't know, lewd, open person with my friends. And I just feel like I really, truly have met some amazing people that I consider friends. And I feel like I can be myself, and they love me for it. You know, they say, you know, they make fun of me and everything, but yeah. You know, I love that they accept me and they watch me for me.
Yeah.
So sure. Yeah, besides like changing up my whole setup, all my lights and my audio setup, I think the biggest change really is like me, like my personality coming out, you know. Raunchy.
I saw raunchy, lewd. Oh my goodness. I noticed she hasn't sent a friend request.
Oh, right. On Discord, because I am so bad at social media. I don't know about you, but like yes. For me to keep up with Discord, it takes effort for me to do that. Like I am so bad at keeping up with Instagram, Discord, you know, like all my messages on Twitch. I always have to apologize. I'm like, I'm so sorry I didn't respond.
Yeah.
I don't know. Far for me.
I have to say, because it's taken me some time to, like, you know, like you said, sometimes I have to like literally like, okay, hold on, you guys, let me catch up on chat. And you have to go all the way up to the top and look and see. And then with social media, same thing. I mean, I have a checklist of things that I'm supposed to be doing right before a podcast, and half of them are not done because I'm like, I have so much to do. But you're right. Yeah. I mean, I get that. And then I don't know how it was for you, but when I'm still learning how to, you know, create my channel, how to create my stream, and it's an evolving, like, ongoing process, you know. And but I think for you, because and you know, I'm sure some of your earlier videos probably shows that progressions, right? The progression from when you started to where you are today. Some of my very, very first Twitch Sings videos, I was super timid. I was like, I'm singing like this, like a little mouse.
Yeah.
You know? And then, but I think because over time, especially for you, I think, well, from what I can see, your personality, I think, is, it comes forward. Like, I see it. And it's aww. So, like I said, it's very true. It's very authentic. And that's what I really love about your stream, about you. It's because you can totally be yourself. Like you said, no holds barred at all, whatsoever. It's like, you know, and this is who you are, and this is your creative outlet. It's like, you know, I still have to watch my P's and Q's oftentimes, but I love how that we have this platform to be able to use it to, you know, to share our talents and then to further whatever cause you have. And in your case, I think, it's your music, because like you said, you came from a background where you didn't like the job, you didn't like what you're doing, and now you're doing something that you absolutely love, and it shows. I mean, you're glowing.
I gotta say the same for you though, because like you recently, I guess semi-recently, like I met you semi-recently, and then you asked me, you know, if I wanted to be on your show, and so I checked you out, and I just really liked your personality as well. I think yours shines through too. Like I can tell that you're a very genuine and kind person. And so I was like, hell yeah, I want to chat with you. I feel like it'd be really fun. So yeah.
Thank you. That makes me feel so good. Thank you so much. Yay. High five, high five, high five.
Yeah. So Murdy, what are you talking about? Confirmed rain preggers. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh my goodness. Oh my
glowing.
God.
Glowing. Oh.
Glowing. Wow. I mean, what? Shining her personality, you know, shine bright like a diamond.
No, it's my oily skin. You know what? I used to have a blot bot. Like a bot would actually tell me to blot, because I've always had oily skin. And so it's just somehow, I guess my lighting before was like a little bit worse as well. So it would showcase all my oil spots, and I would like blot every like 20 minutes or something.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I'm the same way. You don't know, I've got this fan ready to go. My chat knows. I'm like, okay, fan's ready.
You're so funny.
I get so hot, especially when they when they challenge me. Oh god, I don't think you've seen me when they done challenges, when they challenge me and they want me to do like sing in a voice of an Australian. I'm like, what?
Yeah, ooh, so, yeah. The accents. Yeah, that's a big part of my stream, actually, too. I love doing accents, you know.
Oh, my God. See, you guys have to go check her out because there's so much more to Rame that we're not seeing here. And you guys have to just discover it because it's just – it's so refreshing, you know. I love it. It's absolutely very, very refreshing. We have a series of videos, so I'm going to ask you which one of these you want to show. You have the – the mango burp, you have the there's a rock climbing parody that we're going to show that I want to show, and then your original demo. So do you want to start, which one of those do you want to start with?
I feel like mango burp is a good introduction to what goes on my channel. This is an improv song that I did because I was eating mango and I think I burped and it's, you know, I smell mango, obviously, and I just made a song out of it. I'm so proud of that. A lot of my improvs are just like not that smooth, but this one was like the smoothest one. So okay. Enjoy.
Here is mango burp, everybody. So cute. Okay. Eventually when it comes up.
Yeah, if only someone else got that. Mango burp, you bet.
Oops, there's my emote as well.
Mango burp. Oh. And the theme song's like this.
How are you guys? Can you hear this okay? Let me turn it up a little bit. Could be me. Hold on.
Yeah, this spawned like an emote, a character. It just became its own thing. It's a bit quiet. Oh, okay.
Yeah, where's my volume? Oh, here. I'm sorry. Let me start over, you guys. I'm sorry because I just like lost the volume all of a sudden. Here we go. That. Okay, here we go.
Mango burp. New band name. Yeah. That could be a really cute band name, actually. Mango burp. And the theme song's like this.
Oh, your room has evolved a lot there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm, again, so grateful to my viewers because I was asking for... you know, just some help with getting the balls. Mango, mango. Hashtag best balls on Twitch.
Mango,
mango, burp. Mango,
mango, mango, burp. Mango. Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Johnny. Mango, mango, burp. Mango. Yeah, so I was looping with the guitar pedal there.
Mango. Oh, cool. Mango, mango,
burp. Yeah. Mango, 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 mango,
mango, mango, mango, burp. So inspired. Oops.
And I was sitting down because now I stand up when I stream.
Oh, has that made a difference?
Like I am tired after streaming. My legs are tired. I find I'm more like I can move more though. I can dance. I can do.
Funny because I started standing for my streams too lately. How do you guys like this? Like, isn't this so cool?
Two times. It's like eating something. Three times if you burp twice. Quick math, because I'm Asian. I am really good at math. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Nani?
I swear Hadriel knows it by heart.
And burp it up.
Racist.
But not burp it all the way. I don't want to puke mango. No. I don't want the puke burp. No puke burp. The puke burp is disgusting. You want the little bit of burp. Just a little bit of mango. Just a little bit. So you smell the mango, not the puke. Okay.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Oh my god, what is my stream?
do the lyrics just come to you? Like, I mean, or do you just like freestyle? Does it come easy for you?
I don't think it. Most of the time, I trip up. I honestly am not a freestyler or anything. But yeah, I have just random thoughts popping into my head. And for that one, it was the most, like, the smoothest freestyle I had ever done or improv I had ever done. I don't think that's ever going to happen again in my life. So that's clipped. And that's, I'm very proud of that one.
I love that. I saw that the other day. I was like, oh, this is so cute. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And this is why I'm so fascinated by you and by all these musicians. You guys, if you my followers, my streamer or my streamers, my viewers and my followers on my stream, I challenge you and I encourage you guys to go and check out all these other streams. Like, in there's a whole nother world in the music and performing arts channel. Seriously, or category rather. Yeah, Twitch Sings is great, and you know, I'm happy that you guys are, you know, loyal followers and viewers. I really truly appreciate it. But there's so much to be discovered and explored in that group, in that category of music and performing arts, and I really do encourage you guys to also check out Rain, because I love the fact that it's that creativity that I seldom lack. You know, sometimes I can only do so much vocally, right? But then she has so much to work with. She's got her guitar, she's got her beats and so on, and then her, of course, her keyboard, right? So much that she's got to work with, and the, you know, it's like she's got a whole creative freedom, and it's like endless. Think about it, you know. And that's why, to me, I love watching her channel.
I really appreciate that, but it's not like I started with that, you know. I started with my piano, I started with my just vocals, and I don't know if you feel this, but I do always feel like a constant pressure to create something new.
Yeah, sometimes.
And right? And a lot of times it's great, right? Like, I'm so happy that I can incorporate beats now and loop and, you know, do a lot of these things. But that pressure is real.
It really is. Sometimes you just want to come on here and just play, right? Sing, I get that too. Sometimes, one time I was, I don't know how it works in music performing arts, but on the Twitch Sing side, like, you know, we do exclamation point join and people want to, you know, sing with you, which is lovely. But there's been times where I haven't opened up my cue, for instance, and I haven't quite gotten to that mental state yet of, you know, okay, I want to sing with you guys right now. I just really need this time to, like, you know, maybe decompress a little bit. So I actually had somebody come on my stream like last week and was constantly like, join. I'm like, no, I'm not ready to join right now. And they were kind of rude about it. So I was like, you know, I get that with the constant pressure, but you know, I think for you, because I think you take us on a journey, and that's what a lot of these music and performing arts streamers do. They take us on a journey, and you can see kind of their thought process come or go. And to me, that's super exciting, because I like to see how what pieces you come up with. That's like, wow, that's so fascinating. And it's not because I'm like trying to say, hey, do more. I just want to see like what you're doing, you know. And I think that's, to me, a gift I don't have, you know. And for someone like yourself who has that ability to do so, I'm fascinated by it. And I think a lot of us are. So, which is why we're like, there always, oh, she's on, let's go check her out, you know. So, and that's why I think your fans are so loyal, is because the gift of music that you have and you share with everybody, and that's really, really special. And I say it all the time in my stream, if you guys have you have a gift, you share it. And even if it means just you sitting in your stream and just singing songs to yourself, that's you're still sharing it in a very special way. It's very intimate, very personal, and it's also giving a part of yourself to everybody. And that's what I think is really, really special. So that's just kind of
I really appreciate that. I'm so happy that you do enjoy my music. And a lot of times I mean, obviously, like, we're the biggest critics of ourselves, and for me, I'm always like wondering, are people liking my songs? Like, I play a lot of sad songs. Is it, you know, should I amp it up a little bit? And it's not like I try to be funny. I'm just this way, like, IRL. But sometimes when, like, you know, maybe chat's a little slow, or, you know, I have less viewers, then I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'm not as entertaining. Like, are people coming back for my music, or are they coming because For example, Mango, like this whole like new character that I was doing, you know, like it's a funny thing. Like the new viewers, are they coming back for that humor? And if I just sing like a lot of chill songs one day, like are they, am I gonna lose those followers, you know? So it's hard. I feel like I'm constantly balancing between, okay, I shouldn't worry so much about that. I should be doing what I wanna do, you know, on stream.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I do want to put on a show and like give a good show to the viewer. So it's kind of tough, and it messes with your head sometimes, especially when you look at the numbers and your trends and you're like, oh, this month I didn't do as well. Like what can I do to do better, kind of thing.
Right.
So I don't know if you feel like that at all. Oh yeah,
I do that all the time, especially when you get those lovely, you know, summaries at the end of your stream and you see me like, I go, thanks you guys. Do you? I'm like, oh God, those numbers. I try not to look at the numbers as much anymore, but it's hard not to. Sure. I get that. I totally.
Yeah. I have a post-it, like I cover up my numbers. Like I don't see how many people are watching right at that moment, that stream.
You're so
smart. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Right. Like at the beginning when I didn't cover it, I was like severely affected by it because I'm like, why are people leaving? And then I would like, I was so insecure about my stream, but then now I cover it. I don't care about how many people are watching me. And I just do what I do.
Yeah.
But then in terms of like a monthly progress, of course, you're going to look at the reports and, you know, see what's going on.
Sure.
And it's taken me a lot of time for me to realize like I shouldn't focus on that. And sometimes I still get sucked into those numbers.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, what are you aiming for? You're not aiming for the number of followers. You're not aiming for that view count. Of course, you want that growth, but like you got to be grateful for the people that are watching you, that come back, you know?
Yeah.
And even if they did watch you for a few months and they leave, you're still grateful for, you know, for them watching you. And people leave for different reasons. So
I agree. And I tell this story in my stream all the time where I say when I first started, especially in Twitch things, when I first started, I literally was singing to just me and my nightbot. My stream elements.
Nightbot.
I was singing to that you know virtual person for so long,
right.
And then slowly people started coming, and then now you know, and like you, I just had to like not worry about the numbers at any given point because I feel like, well, I'm doing this because, you know, I have the ability to stream, you know, we have the ability to stream, why not use it? So, and then the people started coming, and then, you know, more of the regulars, and then even now getting new viewers, and that's all great, and I love that. But the bottom line is, I think it's doing something that you love to do. Because what would we be doing otherwise? Not doing this, right? And then and then when you're away from it, are you like me when you're away from it, you're like, oh my God, I have to go on stream. I freak out a little bit, you know, like, oh, today should I stream, you know?
I know. Yeah, so. I mean, recently I took a break and I let my viewers know that I had to go to a wedding, for example.
Right.
So I didn't stream for just that weekend. So it really had only been, I think, 4 or 5 days. It wasn't a long time.
Right.
But because I missed 2 streams on the weekend, I felt like, oh no, you know, I need to get back into it. I feel so bad. Like, and I miss it. I miss singing. I miss chatting. And so, yeah, I do get that like withdrawal.
Big time. Because there's been times like, where I, okay, I'm not going to stream today. Or if like, or if I, you know, or if it's today's a scheduled stream and then for whatever reason I miss or whatever, you know, then you just, you start to have these like horrible withdrawals. Like everybody's like, you know, like, she misses me. Oh my goodness. So funny. We have another video that I really want to show, which is your rock climbing parody. You want to show that one? I loved it. I saw it the other day. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, first of all, not only is she super talented, but she's super, oh my God, athletic. Hello. Oh my God.
I used to be better at rock climbing. I actually stopped because of a finger injury. And then I got back into it, and then I stopped again just because like I'm dealing with some other things right now.
Okay.
But rock climbing was like a huge passion of mine. And it got me through like my really sad couple years of working full time. You know, after work, I would go climb and I would love it, you know, and yeah. that would like just lift me back up again. Awesome. So yeah, I'd been climbing for, I think, 5 or 6 years or so.
Oh my gosh. Hello. Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years. Whew. Yeah. Now set us up a little bit. There's some other people in this video. Do you want to mention them as well before we start this? Or
So the, actually he's not in the video, but the guy who produced and shot the video, he has a company called Defiant Sheep, and he's a startup as well. So we decided to collaborate. We met each other when I was in school, and so he was super nice about it and decided to shoot it as well. So it's like professionally shot. And then I have a bunch of my climbing friends in there, and then the people who own the gym, I actually went to university with them, and they chase their dreams and open up a climbing gym. So I'm very proud of them as well. Oh, wow. So it's just a great environment. And if anyone else is a climber, you know how friendly the environment is. So like the community is beautiful. So awesome. There's a lot of jargon in here, but I think you guys will recognize the song and enjoy.
Okay, here's we're going to play it right now. Let me just get this all ready. Okay.
I haven't watched this in a while. How many views are you got? When we featured set on like a climbing website, so I think that's where a lot of the views came from.
Okay. Sorry, it was super loud. Let me try it again. Brand new beta. Check it out, you guys. When we set, we do it right.
No sandbag graders. And I'm climbing those like slow a girl. Like a beast of chicks.
Now I'm feeling so God, fly. So on silly. A V6. On a it's V6. So cute. On a V6. Now I'm feeling look at so that hair. Fly. Oh. V6. On a V6. On a V6. Now I'm feeling so fly.
Oh yeah, look at that wing too. Oh my gosh. Oh, this shot, me catching the climbing tape, that took so many shots.
Oh my goodness.
Like someone threw it and I had to catch it. Oh, we spent 12 hours.
What?
Shooting this, it took 12 hours.
Really? Rocking
mirrors on the wall. I couldn't help but laugh. I wasn't supposed to laugh there. Oh my god. And I'm climbing like a girl, like a beast chicks. Now I'm feeling so fly on a V6. Girl power.
Oh my god, so cute. On a V6. Now I'm feeling so fly on a V6.
Now I'm feeling so fly on a V6. Crimp it on cramps. I'm a sandwich. It's actually so cringe. Gotta keep me nourished. Popping cliff bars at the gym. This is where I live every single night. Do that dido on the red and let me see you fly. Hell yeah. Chuck it up. Look how athletic she is. Even on an overhang, I be sailing through the clouds. At one point, I was climbing like 3-4 nights a week. Wow. It's addicting. Even on an overhang, I be sailing through the cracks. There's some really strong guys there. It's crazy. And all I get is like me falling.
When you fall, like, does it hurt?
No, the mats are really soft and comfy. Thanks so much for watching. No, it huge doesn't hurt. Unless you fall improperly. And you want to see him? Uh-huh. Yeah, like, it's fine. I fall all the time, you know.
Oh my goodness. So now I want to ask you a quick question, because I was looking at the height of some of these, right? I mean, some of these walls are not very, very high, but climbing wise, they are, right? I mean, I don't know much about climbing, but how tall are some of these walls, like, for instance?
Yeah, so it's different. So when people think of climbing, they think like really high and you're attached to a rope, right?
Right.
And so that's called top roping, and that's really high. But what I like to do is bouldering. So that's actually a boulder gym.
Okay.
And so there's no ropes. You just climb and then you fall on a mat. And so that's usually about, I think, 15, 16 feet is the highest. So it's not that high, but when you're on the wall, it does seem high. You would probably want to climb down a little bit and then jump off.
Right.
So what I love doing is bouldering, and it's usually more technical and powerful compared to climbing with a rope, top roping, which is technical, but also more endurance.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now before you filmed this, you were already climbing how many years before?
Probably five, I would say. Okay. Yeah, yeah, 5 years.
So what?
I was injured then, though, I think. So I wasn't really climbing too much. Okay. Yeah, like my finger was injured. So like I could still climb, but it would hurt me more and more. Mm-hmm. To the point where it was affecting my guitar playing. So I had to stop, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. now, well, and then what was the inspiration behind this? You just wanted to do like a parody, because it's a parody, but what was the inspiration behind this?
I think that was like, I'm just trying to think of the timeline. I think that was when I did quit my full-time job and I was just exploring different creative outlets. This was before Twitch. And so I think I was mostly just learning how to, you know, record songs. Do Instagram. I started my Instagram and then like I started writing more songs and I was like, maybe I can do this. I always loved doing parodies. So
right.
I thought it was a good idea to do it. It just seemed like so fun. And I was hoping it would go viral. I honestly hoped it would go viral because I was so proud of it. But, you know, it's really hard to get a video to go viral. Not that I tried to get it viral, but I was like, maybe.
For all of you guys in chat, I wanted to invite you as well that if you have a question for Rame, we're going to use the same mechanism that we do for joining a queue. If you would do !join, a space, and then ask your question in there. I will open up my queue in just a second. I keep forgetting to open my queue. But feel free to ask a question, and at the end, we'll gather all those questions. Again, so !join, and then your questions. So like, give me 1 second, and I'll go ahead and add that. And then we have a couple more, or I'll open up my queue rather, and we have a couple more videos that we wanted to show you as well. So I'll leave this to you. We could do we could show your original song demo and then your performance at.
I think that the performance at Cabin Bar, it was the quality isn't so great.
Okay.
So maybe not that one.
Do you want to show your original song? Oh, actually, I have a song demo that we wanted everybody to hear as well, right? So we
have an MP3. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you could maybe just play a little bit of that or something.
Yeah.
Like 30 seconds or so. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Here's her. It is her original called Blame It on Emotions.
Here we go. Yeah, that's right. You should be next to me. I cannot wait until you're right by my side. You know you're texting me like I'm wanting you no matter if it's wrong or right. You can lay it on me. You can play with my head. You can blame it on me. Would you lay with me instead?
And there's 30 seconds. Blame It on Emotions. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired that song?
I have no idea. I am. Because usually when I write a song, I do have an idea first and then I go for the chords and then the melody. But this one, I think it was backwards. It was just, I had this chord progression and this melody and this, I really like that sound effect on the piano. So I just did something and then the lyrics came to me and I don't even know why it inspired. Just lie. Oh my God, Margo. If you guys heard, like, if you read the lyrics, you'll be like, because it's my infamous, like, cheating song, which cheating, I do not condone, is horrible, okay? I did not write it on experience, but somehow I wrote a song about wanting to do something that you're not supposed to do with a guy that's taken, okay?
Okay, she does not condone it.
No, I do not condone it, but somehow the lyrics just worked and I ran with it, you know? My viewers make fun of me for that too.
That was so funny.
I just lie. Oh my gosh,
Pisces.
Stop it. Stop it.
And then, okay. And then, so speaking of which, we're on the subject to her for MP3, her original. Talk about this new exciting project that you're working on, which is your new EP. Talk about your EP. And for those who don't know what EP means, explain what EP means. Sorry, go ahead.
I actually don't know what it stands for, but EP is just really like, it's kind of in between like a demo and then like a LP, which is like a full album. It's like kind of like a collection of 4 to 6 songs, and then you kind of want to showcase what you can do. I think an album, a full album, is like a cohesive project, whereas EP, you want to kind of showcase what you can do.
Right.
So I have 6 songs that I'm working on right now, and I hope to release it by the end of this year. At first, I wanted to get my friend, who is an audio engineer, and he produces things, and I wanted to work with him on it. He produced my single on Spotify. It's called Neon Love. Neon Love, not Neon Lights. Neon Love. But unfortunately, that didn't work out. He was too busy with other projects. So I was like, maybe I can, because it's my first EP, I was like, maybe I can try producing. And so I've been taking some courses in music production and just watching a lot of YouTube tutorials and really just like expanding my knowledge on like how to record and produce, and then like experimenting with different sounds. Mm-hmm. There is just so many layers to what you can do with a song, and so many different like potentials.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really been a lot of fun, but also a big learning curve to be able to do that. Still learning, still working on it. That is my priority for this year.
And then what is your ETA release for that?
By the end of the year, I hope sometime. Like, I'm probably going to need the end of the year. So hopefully in December. I got to work hard on that.
Big launch party. Yay.
Big launch party for sure. Yeah. Oh, extended play. I didn't know EP refers to extended play. Thank you. Extended Thank you guys. See you guys.
Oh, good to know.
Teach me so much. Yeah.
I know. Chat's on it. That's for sure. So let's show this original song demo. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this video that we're going to show?
Which one's that? I forgot what I sent you.
Let's go ahead and play it. Let me get it all set up here. Let's see. Oops, sorry guys, as I take this one. It's called Second Chance. You want to set that up for us?
Oh, Second Chance. Yeah. I wrote this a while ago now. What was this about? Oh, I think it was like based on like a breakup. And just like getting a second chance with someone, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So, So is this like from experience also, or, what the heck? Hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Here.
I feel like whenever I write about breakups, I always like think back on one specific breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this person that affected me deeply because I was so in love with this person, but he was so bad for me.
Uh-huh.
And I only saw him for who he was at the end of the relationship. So it just affected me the most. And so it is always based on that one person, which I also feel like a little bit of like, why am I still thinking about this? But it's just a great place for me to draw that emotion.
Sure.
So
here we go. So this is called Second Chance.
Another day without you in my arms. Now that all the tears have drained, come after the storm. Walking down these empty streets, and nothing feels the same. When I'm in bed, I hope we'll meet.
Zagar. I was like Z4. Okay.
exactly.
I'm notorious for like mispronouncing names and everything, so
you yeah. and me both, don't worry, we're all good. Okay, so oops, sorry, didn't mean to show that. Okay, and then just a couple more things. I wanted to find out from you, like, you do some local venues, you perform around your local area venues, or can you talk a little bit more about some of those as well?
So when I was living in another city, I definitely went to a lot of restaurants and cafes and played there. So that was really cool because I had all my climbing friends and all my school friends come out to see me. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it. Actually, it's just so surprising because just a few years ago, I could never get up on stage and perform on my own. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always was too scared. And then I slowly creeped up to, you know, performing with someone else. So it was like me and my friend, and I would just play the guitar and maybe sing a little bit of harmonies. And then because she moved away, I had another person, and then we did it together. But then also he moved away. So it's like, I can't keep losing these people, yeah, and I still want to perform. So I ended up being forced into solo performing. I loved it. I mean, it's nerve wracking, you know? I ended up loving it. And now I just really like solo performing, actually.
So do you have any upcoming performances coming up?
I don't. I really need to get on it. I actually just fully quit my job. So I had quit my full-time job and I was still working a little bit part-time. And mm-hmm. so I think it was last week that I fully quit it, and so now I do want to you know, focus more on my live streaming, but also like get more gigs in my local areas, and then like just expand on like other creative outlets as well. Very you know, because I really do like, you know, talking to people, so I do want to do a little bit more of this. So it's really great to see like how you're doing everything, and I'm really enjoying like chatting. Yay. So I don't know, we'll see what the future holds, but like definitely priority is getting that EP out.
For sure. Yeah. Well, we'll all be keeping our ears to the ground and our eyes open to when that happens, because we'd all love to support you. I for sure would love to support you for sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Voodoo. Sneaks and Chat, blown away by Ray. Thank you so much.
Oh, I know. Voodoo's one of my mods. And yes, he's, thank you, Voodoo. Right? I'm telling you, you guys, she's fabulous. I'm so excited to have her. So where do you see yourself, say, in 5 years from now? What's one of the goals that you think you would like to, you know, accomplish, and where would you like to mm-hmm. be in, say, 5 years?
Yeah. You know, I used to hate that question, right? Because it was always about my science career.
Oh, yeah.
And so I remember when I first got my full-time job, and then my supervisor, my boss, was just asking me, so where do you see yourself in 5 years? And it's so hard for me to lie. So for me, it was like, I have no idea. Like, did I want to move forward and move up in that field? I really didn't care, you know?
Yeah.
But now that you're asking me this question in terms of this, I have so many ideas, and I'm so excited about the future that, yeah, like, I love this question. Like, I do want to do more live streaming. I do want to do more gigs. I hope to write more songs and increase my knowledge and like producing and everything, because I'm loving mixing and producing music.
Yeah.
So definitely that. And then again, as I said, like more creative outlets. I mean, I have this idea where I want to do more variety streaming in terms of like chatting with people and incorporating food, because, you know, I love food so much, and I love watching like mukbangs and everything and just chatting with people. So I have this idea where like I could just chat with people and like try different foods together, and do like a live stream with that. So mm-hmm. a lot of different things that I want to do besides music. So
Hey, Ren, we'll hold that question to the very end, but definitely a good question. So let's just get through the rest of this, and then we'll hold that question to the end. And then for, say, aspiring entertainers and singers and performers, what would you tell them? What would be, like, the one advice Ray would tell them?
Yeah, probably stay true to yourself. And I definitely need to, like, really remember that for myself too, because it's so easy to watch someone and be like, oh man, I wish I had their voice, or I wish I had this talent, I wish I could do this. It's great to draw inspiration from that and, like, improve yourself, but it's also really easy to get sucked into a rabbit hole of thinking, like, I will never be as good as them, or who's gonna watch me when there's so many other people out there. But if you think about it, there's so many musical artists out there, right? And they all have a specific thing that they bring to the table. And it's the same with you, it's the same with me, you know? A lot of times I do get into that negative mindset too, but it's like, no, like, you have something that's special about you, and just value your individualness and your uniqueness. So yeah, that. Be yourself is maybe, like, the advice. Be yourself.
There you go. Be authentic. Be yourself.
And yeah.
Then, for our parting words, well, not quite parting words at the moment, but for words of wisdom for listeners, like people streaming, you know, what advice would you give them? I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, probably discovering Twitch Sings for the first time, or Twitch for the first time, or even, you know, other categories such as music and performing arts. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, for people who are just starting out, it's, I think, don't look at the numbers. I think I was pretty lucky when I started out. I got a lot of support initially, so I didn't have to, you know, stay at the one or two viewers for too long. Mm-hmm. I was just really lucky that the music community is so supportive, and they were shouting me out and, like, introducing me to everyone. So I really do love the music community a lot. Mm-hmm. But if you're a streamer, and, you know, maybe you're struggling a little bit with, you know, getting exposure, I would say, like, don't worry about it. Like, people are going to find you. Just, you know, stick to who you are, and create that content. The numbers will come. Mm-hmm. It might come a little slower than other people. You might be, you know, faster. It doesn't matter. Like, just be yourself and create good content, and everything will work out the way it will. I don't know.
Yeah, let the chips fall where they may.
Fall where they may. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I totally 100% agree with that. Okay, so we have, let's get to the Q&A. We had one question from Runamuck mm-hmm. earlier. Her question, let me go back up here. Again, I want to invite anybody that is interested in asking Raym a question, please use the exclamation exclamation point.
I screw up my words all the time.
All
in the
freaking time. Okay, my queue is now open, and I meant to do that earlier. I got sidetracked. So my queue is open. Please exclamation point join and ask your question, and then please ask any question that you have. Keep it PC, you know how that goes. Let me go back to that question. Sorry. Run's question was, do you collaborate? Is that the question I just saw? I just missed it. Where did it go? Do you collaborate with other streamers? I think is the question.
Yeah. I have collabed with other streamers before. Not too many. I've definitely collabed with Hadriel, actually. Hadriel was in my stream before. Uh-huh. And then Jasmina. Who else? I don't really remember. Not too many. Mm. Just because it's... It's tough, like, to do music with another stream, like, just because of the delay issues and everything.
Yeah.
I guess I collabed with Callsign Scarecrow, but we weren't really doing a music stream. I'd love to do more of that. But you know what I love is just the in-person collaboration, which I do want to explore that, even though it's going to be definitely a lot more effort to collaborate in person. But I would love to do that and, like, just talk with them and then maybe jam with them together.
Yeah. Oh, good. There's a few here in California, in Southern California, that are all Twitch Sings streamers, and some variety streamers that we're supposed to be collaborating in the next week. So we'll see if that all comes to fruition. But I agree with you. I think in-person collabs are always the best because there's a lot more, you know, real-time stuff that goes on and, you know, a lot of just a lot of energy, right, in the room. So that's something that I'm looking forward to doing. That's actually something I miss. But I love this. Mm-hmm. I love the ability that, my goodness, first of all, Raym is in Canada. And I'm here in California, and we connect all of you guys to one platform. This amazes me so much. And it's like, this is why I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to bring my talk show onto Twitch. It was the logical thing to do because I had it on my other streams or my other networks and whatnot, YouTube and other things. But I found a community here that was so responsive and so welcoming, and you know, with the music and performing arts category and the love of music, it just was a natural fit. So I just said, this is what I'm going to do. I want to do it here. So I'm happy that you're here, and I'm so happy I stumbled upon you. I don't think it was even really a stumble. I think it was, I was in somebody's stream, and then I think we either raided you or I can't remember how that came about. I just remember like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Yeah. So super excited. Anybody else have any other questions? Before you leave, I'd love for you to maybe play another sample for those of you who are just joining us and we're not here at the top of the hour. There's one more question from Evie. Evie's question. Sorry, let me go back up here. Okay. There was another question. Oh, you know, I guess I should go back to my stream, huh? Or my queue. do you ever plan on going back to health studies?
I don't plan on it. I mean, it depends on how this all works out. Because I do want to sustain myself and be independent. But I have high hopes that, and I want to work on it so hard that I don't think I could ever go back because I think I would be really, really sad if I did.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. If this didn't work out, I don't think I would go back into health sciences, but I would do something maybe a little bit more creative that might be in the sciences field. I don't know.
Right.
But I really do hope that music does work out, or at least something creative,
right? You know? To be able to use it toward, you know, toward something that, I mean, this is obviously something you love, but then to be able to use your creative outlet for, you know, as a career, which is just like the best, right? I mean, this is the way that I think is happening for you, and I think, you know, I see it happening for you in that, you know, just like everything else where you just have to like kind of bite the bullet. It happened to me, but and just go that route that I think that you were meant to go. And if this is, I think this is the route you're meant to go. So I feel it, you know, it's like for sure.
Somebody else.
No, of course. And then, I think Evie, on top of that note, you wrote, what are health sciences anyway?
To be more specific, I worked at a hospital and I worked for a clinical trial. So I guess at first I was like planning out the trial, designing the trial, and then I was recruiting and then, you know, following up with participants and whatnot. So we were testing out this technology to help out patients that had kidney failure. That's what I was doing. And it's, you know what, it is meaningful work because you are making an impact to that person's life. I just wasn't passionate in the work itself. You know, I did really like chatting with the patients and that connection. But in terms of like everything else, I was not passionate about it at all because there was no creativity. I think that's the main thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a question from Zagar. Zagar, you're so funny with this question. Okay. And don't ask me why, but she's asked me to do this so many million times. So I think we just need to humor her. But can you say salami?
Salami. I'll say it in mango voice, like salami.
There there, Zygar. You got your salami.
Is it your favorite deli meat? I don't understand.
So a lot of times I get this challenge in Twitch sings to sing zombie, the song zombie, using the word salami and then in a language, you know, a certain language. So that's her thing. So I was waiting for that. I was like, uh-oh, she's going to say it. Sure enough, she did. So there you go. And then we have another question from I am Hadriel. Is that that? Is that, am I saying that right?
Hadriel. Hadriel. I said Hadriel before too, but it's Hadriel.
Okay. The question is, when will you officially rename Murd in Discord to Turd?
You know what? This is all a joke, but I think that would be going too far. Murd has been so, so supportive to me. So I can't go that far. I would just make fun of him in stream.
My goodness. And then I think you actually had a real question up here. Hold on. The question was...
I'm
so sorry that I said that out loud. I'm so sorry. The question... Okay, hold on. Let me find it. It was... Oh, gosh. Evie, can you grab all the exclamation point join questions? I can't see all of them, and my queue is not queuing up correctly here. But there was a question about, like, do you have plans on collaborating with other streamers? Is what I think I heard, I saw. I think that was the same question from earlier, but do you have any upcoming collabs or guest spots on other streams? There you go.
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, I just... found out today the Raj Patel show, you know, you heard about that?
I don't think so.
Oh no. Okay, it's pretty big. I think they do an audition and whatnot, and I had heard about it quite a while ago, but I never really searched it up. And I think he messaged me a few weeks ago, but then I kind of trailed off because I was on a trip somewhere. And anyways, I replied, and I think I'm doing it tomorrow, which is kind of crazy.
Wow. Good for you.
So I'm pretty nervous. I actually don't really know how it works, but I think you just stream. I'm going to be streaming. It's like tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to be streaming, and then he's going to screen capture me, and then I'm just going to be on his stream as well as other singers.
Oh, very cool. Copycat. Yeah. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, good for you, though. No, I don't mean to say that like that. To strike that from the record, everybody. That's very good for you. I'm excited for you. So how are we able to watch that as well, or is it on his stream or your stream that we get to see it?
You watch it on his, like, I'll be streaming, so I guess you can watch me on my stream, but then I think on his stream you'll see him and then other musicians as well.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Yeah, see, they, Murd and Adriel know more about it than I do. I honestly don't really know. I have to, like, do my research tonight because it's such a quick thing, because I was like, okay, yeah, I'd love to be on it. And he's like, want to go on it tomorrow? I'm like... I guess so. Is it the talent competition? Yes, I think it is, but I don't know, like, how many people are in the competition. Is it like every week there's a competition? What do you do if you win? I don't know. I never really liked competition, so that scares me.
Yeah,
I'm always of the mindset that, like, everyone has their own talent, everyone is great in their own way, you know. But when it becomes a competition, I'm like, oh, I don't know, a little bit scared. But I think it'll be fun anyways.
So. Oh, very cool. Okay, and then he is, what's his name again?
His channel is 24K Brown Magic. But I think everyone just says the Raj Patel.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So maybe we could all tune in tomorrow as well. And we have a couple more questions here. Evie asked, what time do you normally stream? If you would go to her channel, you'd
things.
See.
Oh, shit. Just kidding. Go ahead. Wait, no. Raj Patel and 24K are two different things. I didn't even know, but I'm like, why is he doing...
Oh my god, really? Oh, wait, what? Oh, Raj Patel is...
Oh, he does the prelims. Oh, okay.
Okay.
See, I don't even know that. Like, don't even fucking clip. Oh, sorry, I swore to. Don't clip this, please.
Oh my god.
See, this is why I need to do more research. I don't even know.
So what we'll do, if you post it on your Discord, and then I could share it on my Discord too as well for those who want to follow along. But okay, so I mean, we could tune in tomorrow as well. So mm-hmm. if you guys wanted to tune in. One more. Okay, what did I ask that question? So Evie said, what time do you normally stream?
Yeah, mm-hmm. my streaming schedule has been a little bit wonky lately, mm-hmm. But usually it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. And then Sundays I do like a variety stream. I do either art or fitness or cooking, and that's at around 10 a.m. Eastern. If you want to know my schedule, usually just like join Discord or like check out my Twitter, because it's really annoying for me to update that schedule, you know, the in panel, the profile. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, the panel, right? I really don't like it because you can't set different days. It's like, okay, this Tuesday is that time.
Yes. But yeah.
Yeah. I really don't like it. It's annoying. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then do we have your Discord actually? Okay. I think that's my Discord, right, Evie? Murdy just put your Discord. Okay, wait a minute. Oh, I'm confused.
Wait, maybe not.
Or maybe not.
Oh.
Or is that my
Discord? Bird, you're awesome. I don't know. One sec. He's going to get it, I think.
Okay. Well, if you, for those in chat, if you're not already following my Discord, I will put my Discord here. And then there's my Discord. And then, oh, that's mine. See, I'm so confused. Okay. That's my Discord. So Murdy's going to get your Discord. Oh my gosh. All these Discord channels. Okay.
I know. It's crazy to like keep up with all the Discords.
It really
right?
is. I actually have to turn off some notifications just to make, because I was getting constant like notifications on my phone and it was like interrupting all my, stopping to turn them all off and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But while we're waiting, would you mind playing something real quick for us? Maybe a quick loop of something so that we can get all those who have not heard her play before. At the top of the hour we did play some a sample of what she does on her streams, so we're going to play a sample of that right now. Thank you, Murdy. And there is Rame's Discord as well.
Okay, let me do maybe a shorter version of this song, and this is another one that I loop. It's called So Far Away by Martin Garrix. So you're going to hear the metronome again.
Okay. We love the metronome. I do.
When I see you on those streets, oh Lord, tell me there's a river I can swim that will bring you back to me. Cause I don't know how to love someone else, I don't know how to forget your face. Oh Lord, thought I missed you every single day, now you're so far away. Losing you, we were far from perfect, we were worth it. So many fights, we cry, you never said we're sorry. Stop saying you love me, calling me now, but I can't pick up. Your shadow's too close and I'm still in love. Something's over now, somehow still breaks my heart. Could I have the stars? Oh, love, how I miss you every single day when I see you on those streets. Oh, love, tell me there's a river I can swim that will bring you back to me. Cause I don't know how to love someone else. I don't know how to forget your face. Oh, love, God, I miss you every single day. Now you're so far away. Oh, love, how I miss you every single day when I see you on those streets. Oh, love, tell me there's a river I can swim that will bring you back to me. Cause I don't know how to love someone else. I don't know how to forget your face. Oh, love, God, I miss you every single day. Now you're so far away. Oh, love, how I miss you every single day when I see you on those streets. Oh, love, tell me there's a river I can swim that will bring you back to me. Cause I don't know how to love someone else. I don't know how to forget your face. Oh, love, God, I miss you every single day. Now you're so far away. Oh, love, how I miss you every single day when I see you on those streets. Oh, love, tell me there's a river I can swim that will bring you back to me. Cause I don't know how to love someone else. I don't know how to forget your face. Oh, love, God, I miss you every single day. Now you're so far away.
So pretty. Oh, my goodness. Yay. Yay. Voodoo says, will you marry me? Who is this angel I'm hearing?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, thank you so much, guys. I'm glad you guys liked it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Yay. Okay. So for those of you who are not following you on social media, why don't you let us know what your social media handles are so we can start following you.
Oh, okay. It's just Ray Music usually. So Instagram's Ray Music, and then Twitch is also Ray Music, which is actually, you guys know, R-A- Ray Music. I'll just, that is me right there. So you can find me on YouTube. If you search Ray Music Official on YouTube, you can find it too. But yeah, I'm on Instagram, on Twitter. Awesome. What did I say? Twitch and yeah, all those socials.
Very
yeah.
Cool. Any other questions from chat? Are we all questioned out? We're good? Yeah? Everybody? Oh my gosh. Okay. So first of all, let me say thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the show. I'm so appreciative of all for your sharing your music and then sharing your videos and your just everything about you. So excited, and we're going to be looking and listening for your EP and following you on your stream. So we're so thankful. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure to talk to you. Nice and sweet. Thank you. So nice meeting you. And Murray, thank you so much for copying all my socials there. You're awesome. Yes. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching as well. And everyone who came from my channel to watch Annie. And please go and give her a follow as well. So
thank you. And we have two fantastic mods. I've got Jean and Evie here, and then you have Murdy. Was really great meeting you, Rame, and your friends. Thank you for giving him your time. Oh my god, we absolutely love you. I'm not here, Voodoo. Oh gosh, Voodoo, stop with that. I'm not here. And then just one real quick thing for everybody. And I'm gonna open this up to your goodness, let me get to my screen here. I want to open this up to your followers as well. We have this thing called the Solo Duet Challenge, which is next Tuesday, September 17th, here on this channel, Annie Talks channel. You do need to have Twitch Sings. And what I'm asking everybody to do, I'm inviting them to basically open up a seed by singing either part one or part two. And then you complete the seed by singing the duet with yourself. So you can get creative, create, harmonies or whatever, costumes and props and special effects if you want them, or if you want to use them. And then you can come back onto my stream on Tuesday, June June, September 17th, and join the queue, and we will showcase your duet. Oh,
it is awesome. I love that.
We had one about a month ago, and it was so much. And just the amount of people that joined, and we had about 20, almost 30 duets to show. It was really fun. So I'm opening it up to your viewers as well. Again, you do need to download Twitch Sings and just create the seed, open the seed, and then sing, complete it by singing either duet, harmonies, or get creative and, you know, sing whatever you'd like. And we showcase it here on the channel. So you do need to be present to be able to participate, because we get so many in the queue, we actually have to cut it off like around 30. Otherwise, we'll never get through the night. I'm opening that up to all of your viewers as well. But thank you all again. Thank you guys, chat, so much. Flips down. Ralph Turson parks up next to. Oh, you guys are so funny. Okay. My chat, I will probably be back in about 10 minutes. So if you're welcome to stop on back and we do Twitch things. But to Rame and to all of her viewers, thank you guys also very much for being here. And Rame, I'm so excited to have met you. I'm a big fan, as you know now. So I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye out and an ear to the ground for your music to drop, and your EP to drop. So thank you. If there's anything we could do, any kind of collaboration we could do in the future, please let me know.
Love to. Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much for having me again. Take care, everyone.
Thank you all so very much. Let me just go out with some outward music. And again, thank you so much, Rain, for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Changed my life in every way. You gave me shelter, my bills you paid. I'm sorry, baby, but it's time I leave.